But to God be all the glory. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, Parent Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
So that being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
Thank you.
Play that song. Let's go back. No, that's not it.
I find
Okay, see, you messing me up now. Woo, I done messed up the playlist, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me. I done touched it and did it again. Just give me 1 second. Forgive me, Lord. I done messed up the flow of the spirit. What was I saying? Love him like I do, right?
Yeah.
That's why I need help up here. Come on, man.
My God, my God, we bless your name, Father.
Yes, I do, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. You alone are worthy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
My school's open now, it's just a sin in the pool. Give me a second chance, save it for myself. Make it to my rescue when I need it all.
Is felt most
love is felt most good.
I had my share
of love
abuse, but manipulating. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh dear God, I got a story to tell. And I know, you favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. I'm on my way to my destiny. Because the face of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt no when it's Jesus. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But it's all for God. Hallelujah. Because great is he that is in me, yes, and he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity, my faith in God. But it would not fall. Would not fail. Oh, compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. They whispered. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies about me. But God favored me. My character,
my integrity.
My faith in God saves me. It will not fall. Not going to bend. No compromise.
I speak
prosperity. And I speak health.
They told their lies.
Tell them I got it.
I got it.
I should stay.
wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you why. I beg of me. No longer do I cry. When fake friends say goodbye. I beg of me. Someday the well was dry. But I had the same reply. I beg of me. Even want to bring me down the side.
Hey.
But God says, again and again.
We
give you honor. We give you majesty.
One heck of a day already, and the day just started. We only coming up to the 11th hour of the day.
Amen.
But it comes with the territory, amen? It does come with the territory.
Yes, it does.
That being said, as we are going to transition now to our live feed, just give me 1 second. Praise the Lord. Now, I am upset because when I was younger, they just told us to beware and get ready, ooh-ee-ooh-ah. But they never said what to do to prevent of having these aches and pains if you ain't, you never went to sleep. And yeah, maybe it's just me. Is it just me?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
I just lift my leg up to step over a curb, and it felt like I fell down 10 flights of stairs. I'm like, what? Come on now. Oh, yeah. And this morning, I was a little bit off. I'm still a little bit off. I can't have no coffee. And that's not because I'm off, because I can't have it. Some people say, yeah, because you need to cover. That's your first part of the day. No, that's not the first part of my day. The first part of my day is first giving glory to God, honor to God. But I don't think I did that this morning either. I don't know what I did this morning. Man, that's why I'm off. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Help me out in here. How's I help you?
Amen.
Let's help each other. Okay, so We are on live, right? I believe we're live. Amen. To God be the glory. So at this point, it ain't working yet.
It's not working yet.
So at this point, we're going to ask the woman of God, amen, to pray us in on this morning's service. Glory, glory. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you glory today. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for another day, God. God,
yes,
we thank you, Lord God, that we can come into your house with thanksgiving and praise, Father God.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that we woke up this morning, Father God, in our right mind, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you, God.
Come on,
God,
man.
We ask for today that you would move by your spirit, that you would continue to have your way, that you would bless those, Father God. God, those that are weary in their well-doing, God, let them keep going on, Lord God. Don't let them faint not, Father. But let them keep their eyes on you, Father God.
Yes.
God, we ask that you would encourage their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Father God. God, we pray for the sick and shut-in, Father, for those who are not able to get out today, Father, but they are in their bed of affliction, Father. God, we ask that you would stop by and visit them, Father. in the name of Jesus, God. That you will remind them that by your stripes they are already healed, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we thank you, Father God.
We thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you for men and women of God who are prepared, Lord God, to go on today, God, to go on today. That God, that they will look to you first, Father God,
yes,
and allow you, Lord God, to pour into them so they can pour into the people, Father.
Come on
God.
Now.
And God, we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for those, Lord God, who are dealing with, Lord God, surgeries that are coming up, God, that asks us to pray for them, God.
Yeah.
We ask that you touch them now, God. That you would go, Lord God, and touch the physician hands, Lord God, that's going to be working on them, Father God. God, and we thank you, God, and we count it as done, God, that it will be well, God. Well, 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 Father. And so we say thank you, God. God, we thank you for this household, God.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you for that man of God of this house, God, the angel of this house. That you would continue to bless him, Father.
Yes,
that you would keep him, God. That you would encourage his heart, God. His mind and his spirit, Father,
please,
God.
Lord.
That you would continue to pour into him, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we thank you for the word that's coming down on today, God. God,
yes.
That it'll even shock him, Father, God.
Yeah.
And we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we just say thank you, God. God, we bless your name on today, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes,
and we ask that you will continue to have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
In Jesus' name, pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. To God be all the glory.
Yes.
So. Those who that know me know that I am obedient to what thus saith the Lord. And I do my hardest to be just that. Amen?
Amen.
So on yesterday, on the day before yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that, and the day before that.
All right, day before that.
All right, right, right. Okay. There was a movie.
Okay.
Back when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. I think it was in black and white at one point, but then it turned out to be in color. And when I say black and white, they had black and white TVs before they had color TV, ladies and gentlemen. To some of these young kids today who have no clue where our antenna is. Okay?
Amen.
So, that being said, yeah. I need some juice or something. But I got this. So, I always act a little for the title first, but, you know, that it don't go that way. It goes his way, but he always gives it to me. I'm good, baby. Relax. So, like I said, the movie I was watching as a kid is like these two kids, and they was getting in this car, and they tried, if I can remember correctly, and they traveled throughout universes,
okay.
I guess, and the title of that show is the title of this that series of the sermon this morning.
Okay,
and anyone that's seen it and that's over 40, seen it.
Okay,
right. It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know what's called Chitty?
I think I saw it before.
Come on, if you. Because if you didn't have cable,
right.
If you didn't have that many options to watch shows, no problem. We didn't have that many options to watch TV shows. But what's available, you have to pick and choose what you're going to watch.
Amen.
So in the life today, you have to pick and choose what it is you wanted to do, what you want to be,
uh-huh.
How you want to be, how you want to live. Well, I mean, period. It is your choice.
Amen.
Man has tried to dictate man ever since woman bit the apple. What do you mean? What you mean, Pastor? What do you mean? I'm glad you asked. Did they not try to control certain amount of people? Didn't work. When I mean slavery.
Amen.
Didn't they try genocide? People still here.
Amen.
Only thing that has washed away throughout time is the type of group of people because of their lifestyle. Religion has washed away. But people, the same kind of people that been around are still here. So I was watching the movie 2012. I ain't give the scripture yet, I ain't slipping. I want you, because I don't want to give it to y'all. Y'all get ahead of me. I was watching the movie 2012, and at the end of the movie, when they open the doors and they allow people to get some fresh air for the first time in 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, right?
Mm-hmm.
1-1-1-1, the irony, right? So 1 year, 1 day, 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day, they open the doors and get fresh air, and then they're making their way to the only land that survived the flood of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that survived the flood of the earth was the continent of Africa.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, babe, isn't that the irony? Because Africa is the beginning of civilization.
Amen.
It's not Israel. And people, now the Bible says, the word says, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's coming back and make Israel, right, the new heaven, right? That's the heaven going to be on earth, right? But understand, he didn't, just because there's Jews in Israel, it's not just Jews. Because that was the case, Christ would never came down and die for everybody's sins.
Amen.
There are other kind of people inside Israel.
Yes, it is.
All because you guys were disobedient. But I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to touch you. So follow me to the book of Matthew.
Okay.
The book of Matthew. The first chapter, first book of New Testament. Jeez, come on now, walk with me.
Yes, Father.
It was the word that I sent out this morning, woman of God.
Excuse me. I was not coughing at all now.
Right, because you're just leaning. You're not relaxed. You was in the spirit before. I think Matthew.
You sent it out today.
I sent it out today.
You sent us Matthew 20 and 28. Jeremy.
Huh?
20:28 is what you gave us.
Oh, okay. Go to Matthew chapter 20, verses 28. Thank you, woman of God. So I sent this out already this morning. And did you put it on Power Beam? The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Okay.
I sent that text out this morning, like I do every day, to people that want that to receive those texts every morning. Amen.
Amen.
I won't know unless you tell me.
Amen.
Amen. So keep it simple that way. What is wrong? I can't get the. Well, here we go. And I'll start right back.
Yeah.
So now you go through multiple. The movie in the TV City Bang Bang, like I said, was two kids in a car. Car traveled to different universes. But their main goal was just to have fun. The main goal that they had, they were trying to have fun and share their love that they have for life. Now, you hear me saying constantly that the Lord, not my words, it's God's, Christ's word. He said that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I said, Lord, I want my abundance. I don't, this life thing, it ain't where I would have cracked up to be. You know what I'm saying? You show your love, you get spit on. You show your love, you get, I want to say something else. You get spit on. You show your love, you get spit on. And then but the time that you show your other face and you show aggression, people tend to flock to you more so with that than they do with love. I just don't get it. Is that how not just American, is that how man himself perceive other men, is just to be constantly in violence? Constantly in turmoil? Constantly at each other's neck? No wonder people don't want to get married nowadays. No wonder people don't want to have true relationships. Because when I say true relationships and not relationships, true relationships is just me and you. It's me and you, how they say that back in the day, is me and you against the world.
Amen.
But you really don't have that today. I got to sit down, Jesus. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know. I'm gonna find this group. Come on now. So I said, I don't have my glasses. Let me go. Let me put the light on. So this is a thing from Christ. This is Christ Himself. Are we there? Matthew 20:28.
Amen.
He says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for a ransom for many. I'm going to say that again. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give what? His life a ransom for many. Now, he came out of heaven. He came out of paradise. Right? To come on earth, to be born through his creation, or to be left as a ransom for his creation.
Jesus.
What? Let me put it so we can get it together. Woman of God and I had a child. Child grow up, teach them right from wrong, teach them things they should do and shouldn't do. Let them know you can go anywhere and you want to in this world, but that road is gonna be rough as hell. This road is gonna be rough, but then it's gonna be smooth later. That road right there, I don't know, but everyone that has gone down that road has not made it through. That road is straight down. So here comes this, our son or daughter, and they want to be the other dog, right? And take the road of straight death. Now, I ask a simple question. And sometimes I can be very sarcastic.
No, not you.
Wasn't that sarcastic? Sometimes I can be very sarcastic, but without knowing though. And I will ask our child, why in heaven's name, why would you take that road when you barely made it through the road that you was born and raised in, which is rough and smooth? Mm-hmm. You barely made it. And so now you're going to go out on your own to the road where there's strictly death. So, what would a parent do? Especially a dad. Whether it's a boy or a woman. Or a girl. Especially a father. The father's going to go before the child on that road and try to report back to the child the things of that road. Right? But our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it what? Is in heaven. Give us this day what our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. I'm trying to get words from one of the guys, Al.
No, I'm
not. I'm looking for words. So, lead us into temptation, right?
Right.
But what happened? What do? We run to it. Some of us do run from it. Growing up as a. Yeah. Some people did run from it. But what happened later? Them themselves become the temptation.
Uh-oh.
Lord Jesus. Them themselves do become corruptible.
Jesus.
Put your Bibles to Luke. Is it Luke 21:20? No. 28. Jesus. I thought I wrote it down. Everything is still upstairs. Oh, Father, help me. Luke. It's Luke. I don't have it here. Give me 1 second. Go to Luke. I'm in pain.
You gotta go see us again.
No. Tell me what you're going to do. The scripture that way, the Lord said, I come that the sons will be against the fathers and the daughters will be against the mothers. That, I know that's in Luke. You looking for it? So why the woman of God is looking for that? Please understand. Yeah, your child is supposed to grow up and be on their own, but the times are different. Man say history repeats itself because you allow it to.
Mm-hmm. You ain't learned from it.
I'm gonna take that pause right there. We haven't learned from it. We know that World War I started in the late 30s. And then we learned that World War II came in the 40s. And it's the same people that Star said instigated the war. The same countries. Some of them fled. So after World War II, you got people saying, look, we can't afford to start this mess again. Because that one dude who the axis of what evil, he almost took a whole type of people out. He almost took them out. Do we know who I am speaking of? I am talking about Hitler. He almost took them out. If people did not intervene, and if people took another step of aggression, the outcome will be completely different. Amen. So here we are. When man talk about history repeats itself, history doesn't have to repeat itself. If you stop doing the same thing of things of old. Huh? Some things of old might be good, and some things of old might be bad. Well, it is definitely bad. Woman of God, where we at?
Luke 12 starts on 51, drops down 53.
So Luke 12, chapter 51. I mean, Luke's chapter 12, verse 51 and 53. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go there and then I'm going to let y'all go. Now, you see how one trend didn't change from old to where it is now? What's today? Today, March 17th. We know some specific dates where we already know what we're going to do regardless. March 17th. You're going to wear green and get drunk. Right?
Right.
Well, we know Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I was about to say, but you said something. What?
Nothing.
Then we know May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. Then we're going to represent that. Right? Party, celebrate, get drunk, and eat. Juneteenth, federal holiday in the United States. Turned out to be the same thing. But this, yeah, we got people, is that a thing where people who's not Irish that will wear those colors, but we will wear the green, red, and black. Right?
Amen.
We're going to eat and we're going to drink. We're going to celebrate. Why can't every day be the same way? Tell you why. Luke chapter 12, verse 51 says, Jesus. Woo, heavenly Lord.
Yes, I can get the strength.
He said, suppose ye, right? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. Got quiet in here. We got real quiet in here, didn't
it? It did.
Why did he cause division, and why such a surprise that the word himself was to cause division when you already have division? You practice at that time when he came, the Romans was in control of the Jews in Israel in their own land that God gave them. How is that possible? Why? Because you always want somebody above you when you already have God above you. And now that when the oppressor that's above you is an aggressive oppressor, is a Neanderthal, is a barbaric, and they have beliefs and faith in gods, the same gods that your God told you, don't put any other God before me. Now you see in clear hindsight why he said that so many generations before. Getting you prepared, because it takes more than just one time for you to get yourself right. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. You have to wind that thing up. Before you get it ready. You have to wind your mind and your spirit up before you get it ready to do what it needs to have to do. You have to wind your spirit up before it gets before the test. You have to wind and get your spirit up and your mind ready for all what you have might encounter. So I said, the one guy and I had a child, and they chose the road of death. So I asked my child, Dad, I saw the road of rough and smooth. I saw the road rough and rough. You put all that together, I could be tough enough to handle that road that you call death. That, and I'm not going in there with the mindset of death, but the concept of death. God did not want us to have the mindset of any of these things, but he wanted us to know and recognize the concept of these things. Because if you don't know the concept of these things, you get yourself messed up. Get messed up, you get confused. 52, he said, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. He said, division. Oh, now understand something. We know how to start some mess. Mm-hmm. But no, when God starts a mess, it ain't just there for that day. It ain't there just for that hour. Oh, it's going to be there for quite a while. It's going to be there for quite a while. Right? So he said division. He said the father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother. And the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law. And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. What? Good God Almighty. You don't need outside help. For what is coming. For what the Lord has. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, woo. I'm about to get myself in trouble with this one. Yeah, we know God is about love, right? Amen. So, if God is about love, why didn't he let the devil, Lucifer, Satan, stay in heaven?
Consequences.
Ah! Woman of God, could you please say it louder?
Consequences.
Ah, I can't hear you.
Consequences.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. You have to know the consequences of your actions. Now, man said it has to repeat itself. Why? Because man just can't. Man, there's somebody got to be greater. Unbeatable, superior than anybody else. The hell with that. You bleed like I bleed.
Amen.
If I cut you with a knife, or across your wrist, your palm, hit the artery vein, you're going to bleed out in the same amount of minutes, whether you was 500 pounds or you was 50. Mm-hmm. Those same amount of minutes for both people, you gonna die. Ain't nobody superior to nobody. Let's go with intelligence. There's still nobody superior to nobody because why? We still doing the same stuff. We still got people in a pulpit today. With all this technology, doing the same thing with people in the pulpit back in the day, some doing it right, some doing it wrong. I can't hear nobody. Some got kids and some in it, and some, but the kids ain't in it like they in it. Some got kids that don't want to be in it. Some got relatives that don't never have yet to ever attend their church. Am I talking to myself, Ben? So, if I can tell you anything about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, go before the throne of glory. Mm-hmm. Go before God in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. And go, even if he answers you on your first try, ask him again. Ask him again and again. He's not going to get annoyed. If it's him, he's not going to get annoyed. And one thing's going to be true, Nene, right?
Yes.
What he said to you will be consistent.
Amen.
If it alters, then you know you need to keep asking until you get a consistent one. And the way he said consistently, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that you'll find out for yourself. But you'll know the difference after that while.
Amen.
So at the end of the movie, the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they done used the car so much. They used the car so much, the car died. Mm. It won't work no more. I don't know. I'm going to mix two different movies. But I know, remember the ending, the car just died. But you see that he didn't come so we can have peace. He gave the world to us in peace. We caused this mess. So he said, father against son, son against father. You're going to have that because we're not going to be able to see eye to eye. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to agree about anything. I came from the old and see the ravishes of what's going on today back when I was growing up, and that ain't cool. And now I see you, right? I'm training you to not to be of any of that thing, and you go running right to it. So our child says she take the road of death.
Jesus.
Take the road of death. Do you think she came out of it? No. Did she learn something from it? Yeah, but it was too late. Our politicians, our leaders, and those who say that they are leaders in the Christian community, I say you humbly that I know how. Stop playing church.
Amen.
Stop playing church. Stop playing church. We went somewhere yesterday, and then
yes,
well, I asked you something. You said somebody put me somewhere because you said they because they put me in a place because I was a pastor. I did not care. If I'm a pastor in a city, I'm going to be a pastor in the street. I'm going to be the pastor in the city streets. I'm going to be a pastor in the suburban streets, the rural streets. What I'm trying to say is wherever I'm going to go, I'm still going to be the pastor.
Uh-huh.
I'm still going to be a pastor. I'm not just pastor on Sunday.
No,
if I'm sitting on my porch passing gas, I'm still going to be a pastor.
Really, really good.
I'm trying to get I'm going to wrap it up right here. We're supposed to have a guest come in today and give a live presentation, but the gentleman is not here, so we're cutting it short today. So right now at this point, I'm going to release you all to the woman of God. But remember, the whole point of what I'm saying to you all, even the Lord said he came to cause division. You heard what he said, and not in my mouth, not from the spirit, but directly from the source itself. He said that the Son against the Father, what? If there's going to be three in the household, it's going to be two against one. There's going to be five, it's going to be three against two. Meaning the odds is not going to be equal. It's not going to be equal. But I like the underdog. Let me tell you why I like the underdog. It's not Christ. The Christ was an underdog. Christ was an underdog. Even though, okay, I will give him his 12 disciples. But with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they thought they had him. They had connections to the Roman Empire. They thought they had him. And then when they had him up on the cross, they thought they had him. They thought they won.
They thought that was it, right?
But not knowing, they put themselves on the road of death. Jesus. When they was taught rough and smooth, or you want rough and rough. These idiots just chose rough and rough. Jesus. When you was already in the road of death, you prayed to get out to be on rough and smooth. When you get out, you act like you had no sense. So you chose rough and rough. But then you get rough and rough, and you still wasn't satisfied. I'm trying to get out of here, Lord. But you keep bringing me back. Man, it's just too selfish with the self-pleasing stuff. Whether sex or money or power. There's only one person. There's only one supreme being. There's only one supreme power. And it ain't man.
Amen.
It ain't man.
Amen.
So since I know it ain't man, I would like to partake in that. May I come in and sit in with y'all? Then once I got a little taste of it, I don't want to sit in no more. Can I be one of the sitting in your lap? Let me tell my mother, if anybody, you always, you want somebody to sit on Santa Claus lap every Christmas. No, I want to sit on the Lord lap every day.
Amen.
Let's go sit on the Lord lap. And that's when we start watching Fabric K Price together. Of course, we didn't go to California. So we find our season, we watch them and listen.
Amen.
Let the truth be told, that man is the reason why I even really gave myself to the Lord, opened my heart to the Lord. Now, going to church, like I told you, going to church with my sister, I was only going for the cake, ice cream, and juice. Good hour of my life as a kid. I can sit, look, man, I was quiet and moved. I sat there
patiently
waiting. I don't watch and study so long. Matter of fact, it was the second week. I don't watch them. Okay, they're going to sing, they're going to clap, they're going to shout, the drums going to go off, people going to go crazy, they're going to come down, the pimp's going to come up there, do what he do. Slick his hair, and then he gonna look at that lady. That must be his wife. She gonna shout and dance, but when she starts spinning and doing that, that's the end of service. I'm already getting up pretending like I'm going to the bathroom to be the first in line, cause the line be so long. Once you first in line, you can circle back and get another one. I can't hear nobody. The greed of man. Have you all partaken it? Oh, heavens, yes. You are not human if you have not done so. Is there people out there that haven't done it? No. There's only one person that had foot on this earth that breathed the air that he gave was Christ. Because life is so simple. We made it complicated. Shoot the bang bang.
Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for options, Father God. We thank you that we keep our minds stayed on you, Father, and that we realize why you came, Father God, for purpose, Father. God, not the purpose that we thought, but that purpose that will get us on our knees, Lord God, looking to you whence cometh our help, Father God. So, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word on today. We ask that you bless the man of God. You continue to give him strength, Father God. Lord God, and as we leave this place, but not your presence, God, we ask that you would have your way, God. And God, we just say thank you. Lord, we count those things that not as though they were. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory.
Put on both of them.
Matthew. Mm-hmm. Put it on both. Thank you. I see it. I'm so used to seeing on the left, the right side. It's on the left side. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on today. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC, and she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What's wrong? See you on Thursday. Thursday at 12 o'clock and also at 8 p.m. 12 o'clock is our special guest, Kyle Miller. And at 8 o'clock is the service of GMPCC. Be blessed and be safe.